Today is the start of breast cancer awareness, or yesterday was the start of breast cancer awareness month. And I host a public affairs show, and I got to meet Lisa Shivers, who's this awesome person. And while it's not centrally located to breast cancer, it is about cancer in general and this amazing project that she's doing. Lisa, first of all, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning. So you tell us your story and then tell us what the Lisa Project is, because it's so cool.
Okay, let's see. I'll start at the beginning. In the fall of 2014, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was very weird because I had flu-like symptoms. I actually thought I had the flu. So I went to the hospital to get a flu shot and was given a cancer diagnosis. So
wow.
It was pretty tough. So the first year, between 2014 and 15, I did 8 months of chemotherapy, and it really beat me up really bad. A lot of things happen. Chemotherapy basically changes the molecular structure of your body. So everything went in reverse. My skin became very dry. I developed a symptom called mucositis, where I had blisters and cuts and sores in my mouth. My gums bled. Everything just went south. So through trial and error, I found some great products that worked that made the side effects more a little easier to take.
More palatable or more, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what I was thinking, like, hey, for the next person that's going to be going through this, if I can make a bag of toiletries that would help them, give them a head start, you know, start putting this on your hands now, putting this on your lips now, things of that nature. And I started a GoFundMe site, and originally I wanted to raise $500 to make a few bags to give to the facilities that I was treated at. And $500 almost turned into $3,000.
Wow.
So I figured, hey, I need to be doing this permanently.
Yeah, and so the bags are just little goodie bags that have some, I don't want to say little products because they are important things, but it's not like you're putting $1,000 in a bag. You're putting like things, basic needs that people have that I imagine, Lisa, when they get them, it just makes it a little easier. Not only that there's stuff in the bag that they can use, but that there's someone that went through it, that what they're going through, that's giving the bag to them. I imagine that makes a difference too.
Absolutely a huge difference. And when you're going through chemo and radiation, mouth care is very, very important. The biggest thing that I am so excited about in the bag is the non-alcoholic sugar-free mouthwash, because your mouth is sensitive. Chemo can't tell the difference between a good cell and a bad cell, so they kill them all, even the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you're going to be very sensitive. So I've got things in the bag like non-alcoholic mouthwash, soft bristle toothbrushes, hand sanitizer, because when you lose your white blood cells, your resistance is very low. You're susceptible to germs all around. So hand sanitizer is very important. I've got a product in there called Utter Cream. It's for dry skin. Your skin becomes really dry during chemo. And a couple of more other things.
What are the reactions like when you deliver these bags to people? Do you do a lot of them in person, or do you send some through the mail? And if you do it in person, what are the reactions like?
I do most of them in person. I go to some of the clinics that I were treated at, and people are very excited and surprised, and they think they owe me something, and I always tell them the only thing that they owe me is to get better. I have started mailing bags out. I'm getting a lot of requests now. And people that are, you know, different parts of the country. I've sent some bags over to Phoenix, Arizona, a few to Chicago, a couple to Tennessee. So I'm very excited that the Lisa Project is not just in Indiana now. I can say that I've traveled to a couple different states, and I'm very excited about that.
When you were going through what you were going through, I can't even imagine at how difficult that was. Did you have a good support network along the way? And if so, I mean, is that how you learned that paying it forward in little ways really does make a difference?
Absolutely. I had a wonderful support system. My family and friends rallied around me, but everyone is different, and everyone's journey is different. There were certain days where I wanted everyone around me, and there were certain days when I wanted to be totally alone. And I guess what I'm saying, the best thing is you have to kind of pick up on the energy and the vibe of the person that's going through it, and kind of walk the walk with them.
What do you have a plan for the future? Obviously, you'd love to keep on filling bags, as many bags as you can. How can people find out more information?
Absolutely. I want to continue doing the bags. And what I've learned through my process is that men can also suffer from breast cancer and even all kinds of cancer, mm-hmm. because my bags are basically a chemotherapy radiation thing. So I want to branch out in the next couple of months and start making what I'm going to call the man bag. My bags are pink for the ladies, so I'm going to start branching out and do the man bag. And it's going to be a little, you know, similar to the pink bags with toiletry items and things of that nature. But everyone, I am on Facebook. You can look for me. The name of my page is The Lisa Project. And on my page, there's a link to my GoFundMe site. And I've also started selling T-shirts.
Oh, nice.
They are on my booster page. Yeah, it's www.booster.com. And it is / The Lisa Project. So I've got some really nice short sleeve and long sleeve shirts for both men and women.
I imagine. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Buying one shirt actually will support two patients.
You know, I think that when we are making choices, Esmeralda, I don't know if you do a lot of charity work. I'm sure you pay attention to that and donate money here and there when you mm-hmm. can. We're almost overwhelmed with, like, so many different causes, and they're all great. I mean, there's not really that many, you know, you do a little research on your charities, but I often feel like sometimes when I donate to a big charity, I know it's going to a good cause, but I can't, like, tangibly see it. Like, I don't know what...
Right.
Like, it's just kind of like you're throwing it out into the ether. And,
yeah.
and again, you know it's going to a good cause, and it's great. And there are the big foundations that do great work. But, Lisa, I imagine what's really cool about what you do is I know if I send you $20 or whatever it might be, that it is going directly to a bag that will then go from your hands to their hands. And there's something really sweet about that you can trace that money directly to a specific patient. You know, there's that handoff.
Yes. And the Lisa Project has an open book policy. If you'd like to see where your money is going, have a look at my page and you'll see all the facilities that I've been to: St. Vincent Hospital, Cancer Care Consultants in Griffith, Indiana. I'm currently working on a project. I would love to take some bags over to Rush University in Chicago because that's where I was treated.
Oh, that'd be really nice. Almost like bringing it full circle.
Absolutely.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much for sharing your story with us again. Look up the Lisa Project on Facebook. And Lisa, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for waking up early with us, too.